Good morning, Dr. Snedek, 10 to 12 lead EKG on patient James Gannon. On 4/7/26, Mr. Gannon performed a 12 lead EKG period. Patients in a normal sinus rhythm period, QRS complexes appeared to be normal, T waves normal, period of paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Dolores Francini, FRANCINI, on 3/19/26. Mrs. Francini performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted. Period of paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Hunt. This goes to Deborah Cobb, comma, FNP, on 4/7/26. Mr. Hunt performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 5/20/25, there's been improvement. Period. The current study shows that the air velocity index is less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, a 6-minute walk test on John Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Revelle. On 4/7/26, Mr. Rowland performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96%. Period. The patient achieved 366 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation remained 96% at the end of the study. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Ring. This goes to Dr. Beaucoup. On 4/7/26, Mr. Ring performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period, compared to a prior study dated 10/2/25. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Weisenflu, W-E-I-S-E-N-F-L-U-H. This goes to the VA on 4/7/26. Mr. Weisenflu performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Say, S-E-A-Y. This goes to the VA. On 4/7/26, Mr. Say performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 12/30/25. There's been no significant change. The paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.